Hi everyone, I'm Janvi and I'll be hosting today's discussion on whether companies should be build new businesses internally or they should partner with startups. I have today with me Rachit and Adil. So, hello.
Hello.
It will be
hello,
good Janvi. That if you introduce yourself.
Sure. So, I'll go first.
Yeah.
So, my name is Abdul Adil. You can call me Adil.
Yeah.
So I have almost a decade of experience in startups and also in established companies. Also, I have built certain startups and exited as well. So that's my brief introduction. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much. What about you?
Thank you so much, Anvi. My name is Rachit and I'm from Delhi. I have over 6 years of experience in a consulting company. And my major clients were in healthcare and energy sector.
Wow, that's interesting. So the topic, because we are today's topic is should companies build new businesses internally or they should, you know, start their own startups. So like, what do you guys think about this? Like, what does it mean for you to, do you think companies should build it internally or should they build externally?
Okay, so in my opinion, we should go for the internal one. So internally, we are familiar with the employees, we are familiar with the system,
okay,
and we can build something from very scratch and there is no like uncertainty over that.
So
that is what I think about it.
Okay, and what do you think is the biggest advantage of building internally? Like, what are your opinions?
For me, I would say building company internally will give you a big control and strategic alignment. The employers and employees, they will have a good communication because they don't have to communicate outside of their company. Plus, there will be good natural tone, like it will boost the morale of existing employees to work for the welfare of the organization. So new ideas and
Yeah, that makes sense. But what about the downsides? What do you guys think about it? Like, why does every company build that thing inside internally?
So even though we are familiar with the system, there is also a downside of that, as you mentioned here.
Okay.
So the downside is the speed. We have to go through all the hierarchical approval cycles, the bureaucracy, you know it, right? So that is something which we can reduce if you are focusing on like some kind of collaboration. Yeah.
Okay. So, but like, would you say building internally is better for long term?
I would say building internally will be not a strategic one because you don't have all the resources in your arsenal and the talent, they always have this mindset of changing the organization after a certain period of time. So for a long term, you need that agility, that loyalty from the employee.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, fine. So let's switch to other options like partnering with startups, like what stands you out there? What do you think about that?
Partnering with startup is the ideal situation when we are looking for scaling it further in a short period of time, when you want to experiment in a short period of time. That is the ideal position we will be in because we can partner with an outside organization and we can quickly test it out. Because internally, if you're going to test something out, it might take a lot of time because of the bureaucracy I mentioned earlier.
Okay. And what about you, Kiko? What do you think?
I would say it will be a good advantage in terms of speed and you will get some new ideas from other marketers and you will gain some new employees, new youngsters who have some entrepreneurship spirits.
Okay.
Plus, it is a good example. Like most of the organizations, they are adopting this kind of approach.
But like, what do you think? Do you think startups are more innovative than big companies or big companies have more innovation?
So for me personally, so what I have noticed all these years is that the new startups are coming with innovation because they are having that complete freedom to experiment, iterate. So they don't have those kind of like bureaucracy in place. And they are given complete ownership along with the responsibility. Looking into that aspect, I believe that startups are more innovative. It's not that the other big organizations are not innovative. It's just that they are afraid of taking risk because they are afraid of the failure. That's it.
Yeah.
I can add something in between. Let's take an example of YouTubers. They are also a part of like a startup business.
Okay.
They bring up some new ideas. They are alone in the whole market. So they experiment, they do new kind of things to test the market, to see like where they are getting more return. So startups and YouTubers, they are like somewhere related to each other.
Yeah, I've also heard that now they have starting partnering with the other content creators also. So what do you think about that? Like, is it like a short-term strategy for them or is it like a long-term?
For me, I would say I've noticed most of them, they are majorly short-term, but for the long-term, it can be a big advantage, but that innovation part, that will be a question mark.
Yeah, it can be great for testing ideas.
Yeah, it will. It is.
But it's also risky for big companies.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
All right, then let's debate a bit. If you had to choose just one, like, what will you choose? Building internally or going with startup?
Yeah, so I'll choose internally because I don't think like if we are doing it for a longer time, it would be a better idea if we are going with that startup because we are losing the control as well. It's just like they will have their own priorities. It might not be aligning with what our organization is having. So it's better if we are doing it for a short-term thing when we are experimenting something, when we are testing out some prototypes and doing an MVP and understanding the market. So in the initial stage, we can do it. And later, like, we have to.
So you think starting up your own thing is better than starting up in a company internally?
Yes.
But what about, like, the cost when we talk about cost?
Yeah, so it's not only the cost. So we have to look into a different aspect. Like if that is something which is core of the business, then we have to like do it internally regardless of the cost. When we are only focusing on the cost, then we have to do it. Even when it comes to speed, it won't be the ideal situation when we are doing it in-house. So I would say I will still stick to the internal one. Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Kiku?
I would say we need a hybrid approach.
Yeah,
because for example, let's say semi-autonomous. Let's say semi-autonomous ventures. I have seen some companies who have spread their market and they have invested in new companies by investing in them in their R&D projects. So that is like a good advantage for them. Plus, I know like there have been like some negativity as well. For example, it becomes your it makes your business model a bit complex. Also, the strong that they lose that market, they lose that quality of communication, which is a big advantage in internal innovations. And of course, I also vouch for your research allocation point. We need to properly allocate at each and every stage about where we're going to invest. Also, like how we can invest, that can be achieved from capital budgeting. And I fully agree with your point. Plus, if we'll do some hybrid approach, that will be like an additional bonus point.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely. So to wrap up, what's our final takeaway? What do you guys think?
Yes. So as we have been discussing, so we can conclude it in such a way like, as Kiku was pointing it out, it is the hybrid approach which will be the future. So we can allocate, like, it's like the decision which we are making on the go, like while we are doing the business, whether we have to do it very quickly, whether we have to like do it for a longer run when our business credibility comes into picture, then we have to do it internally or else we can explore other options as well. Yeah.
Of course. What about you?
And I would say planning should be structural and strategical. For example, if I talk about structural, everything should be allocated and the resources should be allocated efficiently. The decision making should be precise and there should be a governance body. Strategical, I would say there should be a good alignment in terms of department with each other. And yes, this will be like my key takeaway. And I will be giving a lesson.
In reality, the smartest companies combine both approaches. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next.
Thank you next time. For inviting, Shanvi.
We'll see you next time.